Here's your host, Mark Moses.
Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome indeed to, yes, a Monday edition of the Mark Moses Show. Only right here on 107.9 FM, 1560 AM, and anywhere you listen online and podcasts. It was a very, very long weekend, but it was a good weekend. I hope you had a very nice time. Me, I was busy. I was running around. There's events going on, and they're worth going to. I'll start with this. I want to thank Mayor Paul Alfrey and City Council and the City of Melbourne for having me take part in that great event Saturday morning at the Tim Wakefield Sports Complex in the O'Galley area in Melbourne. That was a very, very nice event. It was the kickoff of a new season of Little League Baseball here in Melbourne. We had it was like 500 kids showed up. I mean, every kid was there because what they did was they had the opening ceremony and all the kids got introduced. Every single team, they were all there. And more importantly, what they did was they renamed that park into the Tim Wakefield Sports Complex. And they unveiled the new sign. And, you know, you had City Council, the mayor, the City of Melbourne. And then they had multiple people from Tim Wakefield's family and his friends, close friends, were there on hand for this event. So they introed all the teams. And then I had to get up there on the mic. And then I kind of did it where I was like the MC there for a second. And I'd introduce the guys with City Council, where they dedicated the park. It was a very nice event. It was. Was it nerve-wracking? Was it a little scary doing that? Yes, it was. I'll be honest with you. Behind the curtain? Yeah, this is a very sad story. As we've talked about most of last week, it was very sad. Where you had to go up there, you're dedicating this park to Tim Wakefield, and you just, in another reality, you wish he's still alive, because he's a super nice guy. He passed away, and then his wife sadly passed away last Wednesday. I broke the news live on the air in the 3 o'clock hour. It was very, very sad. And I had to do like a moment of silence and just shaking my head. I wish they were both alive, and I wish they could have dedicated that park in his name, and I wish him and his wife could have been there. But that's a very sad. So again, thanks to the City of Melbourne for having me out there for that event, and it was cool seeing all the little leaguers where they're getting ready for the new season. And it was boys and girls. So you had baseball and softball. And I like the one team. These little girls must have been like, I don't know, 5, 6 years old. And they came out in pink and they were the Diamond Divas. I like that name. I thought that was pretty unique. There's all these different kids and a lot of the older boys where, you know, once you get to 10, 12, kind of in that range, you know, that one of them were the Pirates. We're the Giants. We're the Red Sox. We're the Oakland A's. Or Las Vegas A's now. That was cool. And all the parents come out. And look, I know that's not easy. Just want to give a shout out to all the parents in this area. Where your kid, oh, well, we play games 2 times a week. But we have practice 3 times a week. And you got to be over here. And you got to get this bat. And you got to buy this jersey. And look, it's a lot. It's a lot. So I give credit to all the local area parents who have kids that are playing sports in this area. I know it's not easy and it's time consuming and you really do have to sacrifice to, you know, let your kids have fun out there and learn life lessons by playing sports here in Brevard County. I get it. It's not easy. So I want to give you credit as well. It was cool. You know, people were coming up to me and we're just talking. It was a very nice event. It really was. So again, thanks for having me out there. I would have been there no matter what. Really, and it's a new season and it's interesting where last week on the show, I was discussing the idea of, you know, I'm not feeling that love for baseball because I don't feel it nationally. I don't. With spring training, and maybe that changes the closer we get to opening day at the end of this month, but I just don't feel it right now. But I felt that on Saturday. And sports matters and baseball matters. And you saw it here in Melbourne with all those little kids that want to play it. And I like where, you know, you learn Tim Wakefield. He played Little League Baseball in those fields. The mayor, he stepped up to the plate, and he said this on the microphone about, you know, I played Little League here. It means something. So it's a very nice event. So, as usual, this always happens. Where, look, I got to be there about 8:15 in the morning. I got to get there early. It's a Saturday morning. It's not easy. I kind of like to sleep in there a little, you know, kind of chill out, hang out. not really do much, kind of relax after a busy week. No, I got to get up early. I got to get there. So I'm like, I'm going to go to bed early. Someone invited me, hey, you want to go get a beer Friday night? I was like, no, I've got to be a good soldier. I got to go to bed early. So as usual, I go to bed early. I get up, it's 2:30 in the morning. Now I'm wide awake. No, that's the worst thing that can happen. Because you're like, well, if I fall back to sleep, then I'll oversleep. I can't do that. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, go to sleep, go to sleep. And you know you have to do this. You get up, you go to the bathroom, you get back into bed, and you're like, all right. You like tell your brain, don't look at your phone. And then I looked at my phone. So I'm up for 2 hours, then I fall asleep. And it's one of those things where I have to set all the alarms on my phone. All right, make sure you get up early. Don't oversleep. Now you've been up for a couple hours. If you go back to sleep, don't oversleep. So I get up about 6:45 in the morning. I'm like, all right, that's it. We're up. You can't get me out of bed. Let's go take the cold shower. Whatever you need to do, get me out there. So I'm like driving. I get there. It's fine. We're ready to go. But then it wasn't over. So I finish that event, get back in the car, drive back to the office. I switch to the rocket vehicle, pick up one of my teammates, one of my coworkers here, and we drive down there to the Grant Seafood Festival. And it was great on Saturday. It really was. It was great. So thanks to everyone who stopped by our booth. We were there for a couple hours. One guy stopped by with cowboy hats and said he's going to give it to Bret Michaels next weekend. Can you sign it for me? Sure. All right. I had one woman in her 60s ask, Mark, do you still cruise for chicks? Is that still a thing? Sure. Why not? Yeah. All right. Good times. I had one guy ask me, Mark, the Celtics are favored by 10 against Golden State on Sunday. Should I take that bet? I'm like, no, don't listen to any of my gambling tips. He should have. I think the Celtics won by 50 points yesterday. That's what it felt like watching that game. So it was fun seeing everyone. It really was. And look, that's another great event here in Brevard County. It's the Super Bowl of events. Like, we have a lot of cool festivals, especially February and March, because that's what happens here. Because once you get to May and June, just forget about it. It's too hot outside, or it's going to rain cats and dogs. Grant Seafood Festival is a great event. So I do that. I go home. I'm just exhausted, just tired. It's been a whole week. Did that event. Then I did the seafood festival. I'm just tired. Pass out on the couch, and I wake up. Then I'm watching, like, Aquaman 2 on Max, and, man, that's really bad. I like Jason Momoa. That's not a good movie. I was looking at my phone most of the movie entertainment. That was terrible. Went to bed, got up, talked to my brother in the morning. Then I got a call. Hey, we left the keys in the car at the festival. Can you come and open it up for us? What? What are you talking about? So I did something. It was so insane. I didn't think it was possible, but I did. Hung up the phone, got in my car. I'm like in central Melbourne. Get in the car. I drive to the office. We're here at the Oaks Plaza. Just trying to put these directions in your brain. I drive to work. I'm down Wickham Road. I get to the office. I switch. I take a station vehicle. I get in that vehicle. I'm at the office for 30 seconds. Get the station vehicle. Start driving south. Go on one, drive all the way back to the Grant Seafood Festival on Sunday. I literally, in the span of 40 minutes, was at my place, at the office, parked the car, got to our booth, unlocked that door, 40 minutes. That's right. Domino's got nothing on me. I'll get you your pizza there on time. Yeah, and I'll throw it right in your face. That's right. That should be a world record. If the Guinness Book of World Records is listening, yes, I did it on a Sunday. It was not easy. I was maneuvering in this vehicle and then in another vehicle. 40 minutes, buddy. Let's just say 40 minutes. That's right. That's a personal best for me. It's not, you know, I'm not Dale Earnhardt at the Daytona 500, but I think I knew what I was doing. And I was going the speed limit. I was like, honk, honk, out of my way. I got to get there. So then we're back at the Grant Seafood Festival. We're there. Yes. Good times. We had a woman stopped by our booth. And everyone was super nice who stopped by the booth. We had a woman. We told her, hey, we're registering people to win Welcome to Rockville tickets. She's like, oh, that's cool. What's that going on? Oh, I was like, Daytona Speedway coming up in May. Huh, oh, that's cool. And then she signs, you just sign up the form, and then you put in the box, try to register to win. And then she looks at me again. Huh, what are you guys signed up for? What? I was like, you just heard me say it. You just filled it out. Yeah, what's that exactly? I'm like, all right. Am I in the Matrix? Am I seeing that black cat again? What's going on here? That I swear that's what happened. Then she leaves, comes back with her son, then asks me, it was three times. Can't make that up. Can't make that up. That happened. Then there was, by the end there, let's just say someone had a little too many adult beverages. What she wrote down on the form to try to win tickets for me, it was incoherent. So lady in the white dress, I'm sorry you're not going to win because I can't read what your name is. So there you go. It's a good time. So I leave there after a couple hours. Oh, yeah, Saturday and Sunday. I left there. I had some great food. And, yes, thanks again, Grant Seafood Festival. You know, that whole staff, Robin, all the volunteers, they're exceptional at what they do, putting that together for the local community, right? And the police department, where they're working on one and they're doing all that traffic to make sure everyone get in and out of there. You guys do a great job as well. Then I got out of there. I went home. I had a hamburger. And then I passed out on the couch again. Then I woke up. I shaved off my beard. Yeah, because I think seafood was still in it. And I watched some TV, then went back to sleep. That's how a rock star gets it done. Mick Jagger's got nothing on me. Nothing. That's right. It was a good weekend. And next weekend, I think it's my dad's birthday. Oh, I got him something cool. But I can't tell you yet because he might be listening. Can't bring it up. Oh, I got him something awesome. He's going to enjoy it. Can't tell you what it is. He might be listening right now. Here's what we're going to do. We'll go to break. We'll come back. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they're bringing back their future Hall of Famer. I'll explain next.